You've reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Caitlin. Are you currently calling from a safe and secure location?
Yes.
And are you currently in need of roadside assistance today? Or are you currently calling in about a previous ticket?
I'm calling in. Yeah, I need assistance today.
Can I get your first and last name spelled out, please?
Cody, C-O-D-Y, and then Trejo, T-R-E-J-O.
And a good callback number for today's service?
512-636-7650.
And would you like to receive a mobile text update with your provider information once one was secured?
Yes.
Message and data rates may apply. Can I please have the last date of the VIN that you're calling in about and the state that it was purchased in?
Yes. It's going to be 0. Sorry. I need to do. So 0KE88372.
All right, and then the state that it was purchased in?
Texas.
All right, one moment. I do apologize. My computer's going slow. Okay, I want to repeat that last eight of the VIN. So you said that was 0, K as in King, E as in Edward, 88372.
Sorry, it's going to be, just start over. It's going to be K as in King, E as in Edward, 0, 8, and then 8372.
Okay, thanks. And for security reasons, can you verify the home address registered to the policy?
Yes, it should be. There's either 2400 Wickersham Lane or 2239 Cromwell Circle, Austin, Texas, 78741.
In the year, make, model, and color of your disabled vehicle today?
2019 Hyundai Accent in silver. I think gray, silver.
All right, and what's going on with the vehicle tonight? Oh, wait, before we go
so
any further, what is that odometer read? I do apologize.
The 16403.
Okay, and what's going on with the vehicle tonight?
So it started like I saw one of the truck engine light come on, and then all of a sudden I pulled in to maybe see if I needed oil, and then the car wouldn't start, and then started shaking, and then stopped while I was driving in the parking lot.
Okay. So check engine light came on, you shut the vehicle off and it won't come back on, or it did come back on and it was shaken and then it cut off again.
Yeah, that one. It came on and then it started shaking and I drove it around the parking lot and then it died.
Okay. And do you know, is that vehicle two-wheel, four-wheel, or all-wheel drive?
I think just the regular two-wheel drive.
All right. Just a few more questions. Will the vehicle still go into neutral?
Yes.
It's not currently in a parking garage, is it?
No, it's in a parking lot.
All right. And has the vehicle been modified lower to the ground?
No.
And this was not the result of an accident, correct?
Correct.
We have you as the person with the vehicle when the provider gets there. The telephone number is 512-636-7650. Okay. Please do be advised, due to COVID-19, majority of our providers are not allowing riders at this time, so you may be responsible for alternate transportation for yourself, okay?
Okay. Are they going to, do you know if they're going to tow it? Or are they going to come look at it? I'm kind of confused on what's going to happen.
Oh, I'm sorry. So this is for roadside assistance. I was going to set you up to get your vehicle towed. Unfortunately, they don't send anybody out to look. I would get the address of where you're located now, and then your coverage amount is $100, and it would be taken to anywhere you would like to have it taken to. If it does go over that coverage amount of $100, you would be responsible for anything extra. And you're also allowed one service every 72 hours. So I don't know if you are going to need to, you know, have to get it, like if you're going to tow it to your house and then tow it to the shop tomorrow, you'd need to wait 72 hours if you wanted it. Second one to be covered.
Okay. Is it okay if I call you back?
Yeah, that's fine. I've got this ticket set up under your name and your telephone number as well. So when you call back in, okay, it should perfect. Pop up. But you can just give them your telephone number and they'll be able to pull this ticket up and continue.
Okay, awesome. And then how much is it like per mile, or how does that work?
I'm going to say, if it goes over, it would be price per mile. It's usually in between $7 and $8 in the Texas area. So it just depends on how far extra you're going to be going. And then it would be $7 or $8 for each additional mile. I mean, if you have addresses or anything, I can try and look it up and see how far you're over.
Yeah, I have the address of where I'm at right now.
Okay.
So let me get that for you really quick.
All right.
So it's going to be 11607 Austin Highway, IH35 Frontage Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78223.
One second. And this is a shell?
Yes.
Okay. And then where were you possibly wanting to have it taken to?
Probably to the dealership. So it would be 4610 South IH35, Austin, Texas, 78745.
All right. And is this dealership like a gated dealership or anything, or would they be able to drop the vehicle? Would they have somewhere to drop it, you think?
That's where I'm not too sure. Okay. I don't know if it's gated. I don't remember.
Okay, give me just one second. So you're wanting to go from San Antonio to Austin?
Yes.
Okay. So we have that tow is 62 miles. The payout for it, if a provider accepted, would be $202.45. It does change with each provider, but you're looking at probably 100 or more for the extra mileage.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you so much. I will give you a call back.
You're welcome. You have a good night, and we are open 24 hours, so if whenever you decide to call back, you can.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.